Hey you guys, welcome back. This is Kitsune, the Red Fox. It is another weekend and we are bringing you the things we covered this week all about search engine optimization. Number 1. Tips to getting the most out of your SEO. The majority of website owners are always on the lookout for ways to improve their site's SEO ranking, with many looking to SEO agencies for help. Higher ranking means a better chance of showing up in the first page of a Google web search, which, in turn, gives a higher likelihood of your website getting visitors and converting them. If you are looking to improve your SEO yourself, here are a few tips to keep in mind. Number 2. 4 ways small businesses drive high ROI from SEO. In this article, we will outline 5 strategies that small business owners can use to bring new life to their failed search engine optimization approaches. By focusing on high quality content, understanding recent trends in the Google algorithm, coordinating social media and email efforts, and applying a very cost-effective pay-per-click advertising trick, SEO can bring a positive return to your business. Number 3. SEO versus PPC. A few forgotten truths. For years, people in this industry debated the merits of paid search advertising versus organic search marketing. Which was better? Which one should you put your resources into? Paid search and search engine marketing are different beasts. One is not a substitute for the other. Each comes with its own strengths and weaknesses. Number 4. Google is trying to convince the Congress that there's competition in the search industry. Google is trying to make the case that there's competition in the search industry, but the stats aren't looking in the tech giant's favor. In his opening remarks before the Congress, Adam Cohen, Google's Director of Economic Policy, said that when it comes to search, consumers have choices. But recent numbers paint a different picture. According to StatCounter, Google accounts for over 92% of the search engine market share worldwide as of June. Its closest competitor, Bing, accounted for just over 2.5% of the market. Number 5. Google Maps can now show you where bike sharing stations are. Google Maps is adding support for bike sharing stations in a big way, with the company rolling out a new integration that will offer users information on docked bike sharing services like City Bike directly in the app. The new integration is made possible from data provided by Ito World, which provides information on where to find a bike sharing station, how many bikes there are, and whether or not there's an empty space waiting for you to dock your bike when you arrive at your destination. Alright, so those are the pieces of news that we have for you this week. We do hope you've picked up a thing or two that you can apply to your business immediately. We don't only bring the news to you, but we are here to help you apply SEO. Ready to talk to us? Hit us up on our different channels listed in the description box. Thank you and stay tuned for the next weekly SEO tips.